Okay, I'd just like to show our small attempt to do this with a Cochrane review. Let me see if I can start this off. The Cochrane collaboration produce summary of findings tables, which says what might happen to 1,000 people with and without treatment. And they're interested in producing visualizations of these, and we've been helping them on that. So this is about adjuvant radiotherapy after surgery for surgical for cervical cancer, comparing 100 women who do have the intervention with 100 women who don't. And then we're looking at, from the Cochrane review, have got four adverse outcomes. Death within 5 years, disease progression within 5 years, hematological adverse events, genitourinary adverse events. And from the Cochrane review, you can find the expected number of women suffer these adverse events. Now, the evidence is fairly good. The Cochrane think 3 out of 4, moderate quality. It's based randomized evidence and not bad evidence. It's 3 out of 4. So now we're focusing in on the adverse events. And look, we're starting to get a pattern coming in, as you might expect. If we subtract the smaller from the larger, we get what we might call the risk balance now. That the control patients, which is the crucial thing about whether the benefits outweigh the harms. We've got the harms over here and the benefits over here. More people who don't have the treatment are expected to die within 5 years and have disease progression. Oh, God, I think I've stopped the thing. I shouldn't have. Oh, no! Sob! Oh, damn it. Sorry, that was my fault. I should not have used that pointer. I messed up my beautiful... Oh, okay, hang on. Let's go along. Let's go along here. Where did we get to? I knew I shouldn't have fiddled with it. Okay, let's start again. Yeah, okay. Sorry about that. I won't touch anything. Don't fiddle. That's always that's the lesson for that. Okay, we take the differences, harms, balancing the harms and benefits, and risk balance. Yeah, etc. Come on, get on with it. Get a move on. More expected to die and have disease progression. Balances more have the treatment and more serious side effects. And then, the crucial thing is that fewer than 10 will either benefit or be harmed. So actually, again, the part-to-whole comparison shows that both of these are fairly unlikely, either to be harmed or to benefit. Now, this is the final optional bit. This is for consenting adults only to be told that these numbers are not certain. And the way we're doing that is by blurring the icons, because we've got confidence intervals provided by the Cochrane review that point out that we're actually not sure. This is around 2 extra, around. We're actually sure there is an excess of adverse events. And for disease progression, we're sure about that. But the death one is not significantly different. So the confidence interval really goes around 0, the difference. So actually, if we see the uncertainty, it means that we're not going to be so concerned about the death data because it may go either way. So the uncertainty is actually rather important in this element, in this communication. Okay, so...